Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Bill Sardi. Bill Sardi is an investigative reporter who's actually developed a number of products on his own, but writes a wonderful website. You'll certainly want to go there to learn about health and nutrition. But Bill is here to talk to us about a very real threat to our ability to remain healthy. It's coming from the FDA. It's regulations they want to put through that will limit our access to the health and nutrition products that we really need. So many of the medications that are out there developed by the pharmaceutical industry are hazardous to our health. And the normal health products, the vitamins and minerals and herbs and things like that, which, of course, can keep us healthy and which we've had access to in the past, are suddenly threatened by a new edict that was put through very surreptitiously. Actually, it was put through over the weekend of July 4th when nobody would notice, because there are very powerful people within the FDA and within the pharmaceutical industry who want to limit your access to the products that you need to remain healthy. And with that as a background, good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a real threat. This is not sensationalism. The FDA has fired a shot at the heart of the dietary supplement industry. And if you're not so involved in this issue, you should get involved, because recognize government can shoot the same bullet anywhere. And in this case, it comes at a time when the pharmaceutical companies are facing $122 billion of their drugs coming off patent. They need to make up for the lost income, and they want to turn these, dietary supplements, herbs, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, into drugs, just as they are in Europe. You go to Germany, Italy, France, you're going to find common dietary supplements, particularly herbal products, are all prescription drugs. They're okay to use as long as you can go to a doctor, get a prescription, and of course at a much higher price. So we don't realize the freedoms that we have here in America. People fly across the Atlantic Ocean from Europe to New York and to Atlanta and to places where they can go and enter a health food store and literally buy thousands of dollars of dietary supplements they can't get in their own country to take back with them when they return home. We have that freedom to buy affordable dietary supplements. They want to take this away. How do they intend to do it? They are implementing a law that was passed in 1994. This was the first pushback against the FDA. They wanted to make dietary supplements drugs then. The law in 1994, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, said no, that they're safe to use, and we do not need to prove they're safe before we put them on the market as we do drugs. Well, what happened in the subsequent decades here now, as we've had time to watch, what happened is that dietary supplements have ended up to be much safer than the more rigorously tested drugs. For whatever reasons, the drug process has produced things like Vioxx that killed over 20,000 Americans prematurely. These are all FDA-approved drugs. You wonder about the population control agenda here. And of course, what we ended up with, of course, they were branded as untested. The FDA drugged their feet for 17 years before they implemented something called good manufacturing practices for dietary supplements so that they could continue to say they're not the same quality as a drug. Well, it turns out the dietary supplements ended up to be safer than tap water, aspirin, table salt, and of course, medicines themselves. So we can't make dietary supplements any safer than they are, but they're now saying that they want to go back to every product made since 1994 and have it tested, lab dishes first and then animals, and prove there are no birth defects, certainly no toxicity to the liver and so on. Now, this is kind of odd and strange because we usually take drugs and first test them in the laboratory dishes and then in the animals and then small groups of humans. Well, but the supplements have already been on the market in humans. Why go backwards? We already know we don't have giant outbreaks of birth defects and so on. They're going to try to put the industry through $50 billion of testing. Now, this is a small industry, and they'll kind of mischaracterize it as large, $25 billion. It makes about $2.5 billion net profit, about 10% of its sales. And so you can understand if you make $2.5 billion and you're asked to do $50 billion of testing to keep your products on the market, the bankers, you'd have to loan you the money to do that, and the bankers would own the industry for 20 years on the calendar. So what you have here, obviously, all kinds of products would disappear. We predict that children's vitamins would disappear. Prenatal vitamins would disappear because there's no way they make enough money to warrant the cost of this testing. So the what we have here is a paperwork exercise, and they want to do it. The FDA does it by fiat, just government declaration. It's not something that's passed through Congress. And, of course, there's a comment period. We're already halfway through that, as you indicated. They introduced this idea on a July 4th weekend. Everybody's on vacation. They didn't hear it. And, of course, what we have now is about 45 days left for industry to respond to the FDA. We're not urging the public to get involved here in writing the FDA. We kind of think that's as silly as writing an appeal to Hitler. What we need to do is go to their boss, even though Congress has paid off. They have to get reelected. And we need to go to them and tell them, no more, we've had enough of this FDA, we're going to push back, and by the way, we can do this successfully a second time, as you're probably aware. The dietary supplement issue in 1994 became the biggest issue that ever hit Congress, more cards and letters over that issue than on any other prior issue, even guns and so on. So it's been said that Americans don't want anybody tampering with their guns and their freedom to use them. They don't want anybody invading their privacy in the bedroom. And they don't want anybody messing around with their availability of affordable dietary supplements. And that's
hold
what
that
we have
thought.
Here.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Pizza.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden, informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back, or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting, or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Ham here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bill Sarvey. Bill, pick up the story.
Of course, for many listeners here today, they just don't realize how the FDA has caused such chaos, and of course, actually, their action that led to the premature death of thousands and thousands of Americans. I'll bring an example to mind. A number of years back, some herbalists were marketing a product here, had a number of Chinese herbs in it, and they were marketing this to men with prostate cancer, and there's about 40,000 men dying of prostate cancer every year. They have the spreading form, the metastasizing form of that cancer. And this product was working so well that over 100 studies were done. The men were living on and on and on, had survival that was unprecedented. Doctors paid attention, studies were done, but a few men, just a few out of these 40,000, they began to have some bleeding problems and hemorrhaging, and of course there was investigation, and they looked, and this little herbal formula had laced in it small amounts of a hormone and small amounts of a blood thinner. Now those things do help to inhibit cancer, and apparently some men might have got into overdosing on this, and they died of hemorrhaging unnecessarily. Well, the families of the bereaved, they of course got involved, wanted to sue to make money on this whole thing, and so and we can't blame them in their misunderstanding, but what happened was is that the FDA ends up taking this product off the market for being mislabeled. It was saving men's lives. For the handful that you may have recalled reading about in the newspapers, the handful of men who lost their lives, this product was working. They declared it mislabeled because there were some hidden ingredients in there. I can't imagine you'd take a product off the market that was causing men to survive this mortal form of cancer. And so what happened was they asked the men to return the product to the FDA, if you can imagine this. And who cares about their labeling laws? It was working. Label it correctly and get it back on the market. Well, of course, it's gone, and men today have no method of surviving the mortal form of prostate cancer. There's treatment, but there's no cure. And we had a cure in hand at the time. This is your FDA working on your behalf. And, of course, a number of years ago, there was a little medicine called Kava Kava. It's a traditional medicine used against anxiety, and it's a South Pacific Island remedy used traditionally. And it comes from a little herb root. And drug companies in Europe were selling it, as I say, as a drug, not as a dietary supplement. And they were having problems with liver contamination, liver toxicity. And so the FDA got wind of this and put out a bulletin here in the United States and asked anybody taking Kava Kava to report if they were having problems. Well, it scared consumers. They spit the pills out of their mouth. It destroyed the Kava Kava industry in the South Pacific Islands. They had to plow over their fields. And a whole industry was put out of business for no reason. There was no problem here. And without apologies, they did that, as they intend to do now. And, of course, it was the drug companies that had misprocessed this Kava Kava herb in Europe and made it into a liver toxin that wasn't processed in the traditional way. And, of course, that's okay. Pharmaceutical companies can get away with it. But here in the United States, nothing was wrong, and they put the whole industry out of business. So we see jobs being lost. They want to take this, what they call, new dietary ingredient law now, and thousands of people would lose their jobs. Thousands of dietary supplements would disappear from the shelves. And the cost of these products would be four or five times higher than they are today. So you just simply would not be able to afford them, and that's what they want. At the same time, we see the FDA doing a pincers movement. They're going to take and water down the vitamins. What you read on the back of the labels today, the daily requirement, is going to be cut in half into an average now. They call it average daily amount. And so they want to make it so that the vitamin pills, the multivitamins, get watered down, and you'll have to take so many of them that you really couldn't prevent any disease. This is what we're doing. We're dialing in a certain amount of disease in the population by only feeding the people a certain amount of these nutrients. And so this is particularly what we have with vitamin D today. And, of course, the National Science Council and so Research Council decided on recently on an amount of vitamin D that wouldn't cure rickets in young black babies. The dark-skinned little babies don't get as much vitamin D from sunlight like we do naturally. Caucasians make much more vitamin D. An African-American needs about 10 times more sunlight to make the same amount of vitamin D as a Caucasian. So what we supplement in the diet is not sufficient enough to prevent rickets in children. And, of course, the overdose amount is hardly an overdose at all, and it would, you get more vitamin D from sunlight. We don't see people get, you know, toxic levels of sunlight, but this is what they're trying to tell us. So we see a certain amount of disease being dialed into the population. The FDA working hand in hand with the pharmaceutical companies, there has to be the disease to treat, and this is what they continue to perpetuate. And let me ask your audience here while I'm speaking is this, a little question. What is a dietary supplement that works? Think about it a minute. What is a dietary supplement that works? According to the FDA, it's a drug. Okay, all dietary supplements don't work. They don't cure diseases. They can only promote health. And this is the kind of censorship that goes on. Well, of course, understand how ridiculous this is. I mean, vitamin C cures scurvy, doesn't it? And does a vitamin D cure rickets? That's a bone-softening disease. And, of course, vitamin B1, the first vitamin ever discovered, that cures beriberi. We have a lot of beriberi in this country today. It's just not reported because we only know of its symptoms. Recurrent diarrhea, we call it irritable bowel. Certain other nervous nerve problems, peripheral nerve problems in legs, hands, and so on. So we don't know, we don't realize these problems are actually emanating from a dietary deficiency. Well, the FDA won't let us educate anybody because it says that you have to put a label down there on all dietary supplements not intended to diagnose, prevent, or treat any disease. So you can only, there's a great deal of censorship going on. We can't even say that the deficiency diseases are of course, remedied by these vitamins and minerals. So it's absolutely ridiculous. Of course, the consumers are left in the dark. And most people today, particularly the most needy people, as we get older, we need to stay healthier. And the average 65-year-old is now taking 5 prescription drugs a day. And they grew up in an era when the miracle drugs became a reality, when first penicillin, the magic bullet drug, is what it was called, and then the rest of these drugs came along. And so dietary supplements to them have been portrayed as second cousins. They're not as good, not like the miracle drugs. All along, I mean, vitamin D was discovered in 1922. We're only rediscovering it now. You can go to the Vitamin D Council website. It's a non-commercial site, and look and see how that works there, how vitamin D is going to lower the mortality rates, conquer heart disease, probably is the cure for cancer, and so on. All of that being kept from view from us today. So what they're doing is trying to do a giant takeover of the dietary supplement industry, put it out of business. Thousands of jobs will be lost. And, of course, there's about 56,000 dietary supplements on the market today, according to estimates by the FDA. And most of those would disappear. Very few would remain in business. And, of course, the large companies would be able to afford this kind of testing that they are demanding. And what would happen is it would all be just taken over by pharmaceutical companies. And, of course, this is exactly what they want to happen. If all this sounds impossible, implausible, they'll never get away with it, well, they are, and they're moving forward as we speak. So we need to petition Congress. We started a website called OperationPushback.com. You can go visit there. What you need to do is find your 2 senators and your 1 congressman in the House of Representatives, download some papers and reports from their little cover letter we've got for you, and take it to your congressman. You can send it by email. You can send it by postage stamp. We don't care if 20,000, 50,000, whatever of you do all the same thing, sending it to the same congressman. That's how we'll get their attention. We need to flood them, and we can flood them. We can do this. We can go down and bang our pie tins and say, look, do what you want, but if you let the FDA go ahead with this, we're going to make sure you never get reelected. And that's what we need to say. And, of course, I'm really going for the whole potato here. I'm trying to say, and we're petitioning the FDA, I've written a petition to them already, we want Congress to get rid of the FDA. That is, they have no oversight over dietary supplements. It's a conflict of interest. They represent the pharmaceutical industries. We know they want to keep America at the top of the pharmaceutical industries in the world. $880 billion of drugs being sold worldwide by pharmaceutical companies against a $25 billion dietary supplement industry, obviously. They have great clout in Congress. They pay off the congressmen. They pay off the doctors. They buy doctors' office staffs lunches. They bring them prescription pads and pencils and pens and every form of everything down to free vacations and fees to doctors for lecturing on their behalf, and it goes on and on and on. And it's pervasive. And
we really should mention they pay off the FDA. Actually, they provide money to the FDA to monitor, their various studies. But furthermore, so many of the officials from the FDA, after they've worked for government and retire with a big pension, then they go to work for the drug companies, especially if they've done a good job for the drug companies, and they get fabulous salaries and another pension. And that gives the FDA a real incentive to cater to the drug companies and destroy competition. And that's what it's all about.
Well, Dr. Stan, we see the dietary supplement industry a little bit shy, a little bit timid here, because to fight back against the FDA, they can, the FDA can seek reprisals if you open your mouth against them. And so we see a little bit of reticence to fight back. There's what they're saying, they want to take, 40,000 of these new dietary ingredient testing submissions. Let's say that the FDA receives 40,000 of those over a three-year period. They've got 10 people working in an office to do this. They would have to approve 55 of them every day to get them passed. And, of course, what you're doing is running a gauntlet. The FDA, if you're nice to them, will pass your product through this safety permission process, or it won't. So you can understand that right now the U.S. Patent Office is backed up by a million patents. Can you imagine what it would be like trying to get these things through the FDA? You'd never get a new product approved. Some people have taken $80 million. This is a truth, to get their product through this same process. A small percentage of the ones that have already been submitted have been approved, maybe a third of them. So you have to incur the cost of resubmitting your dietary supplement for safety and so on. So we have such a tremendous problem here. And the FDA exerting control that they really don't have by any law. They just are putting this into practice. It's a guideline. They're getting off the hook here by saying, well, it's just proposed. Of course, they're going to put it into place as soon as they can. We need to let them know they're not going to get away with this, and it's not going to happen, and we would like the FDA removed from oversight of dietary supplements completely so we don't have to face this kind of challenge again. This is the second pushback. In 1994, we were able to push back against this. So we need to do it again, OperationPushback.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Bill Sparty here at the American Freedom Network.
The biggest Self-Reliance Expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfrelianceexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water storage. Attend classes on canning, bread making, and soap making, and much more. Like meeting Discovery Channel's co-star of the series Dual Survival, David Canterbury. Achieve a more sustainable and self-reliant lifestyle for yourself and your family and enjoy promotional samples, freebies, exciting giveaways, and drawings, including an exclusive KHNC The Lion VIP meet and greet. Adults $9, seniors $7. Infants and youth under 12 are free. Receive a $2 discount on admission price by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker. Are you looking for a better, safer, healthier way to live? Then join me for Extreme Health, a series of essential oil workshops at the Fort Collins Hilton, Wednesday, August 31st, beginning at 4 p.m. Experience the natural healing power of essential oils and learn to use them. At 4 o'clock in the Extremely Healthy Home session, learn to make your own organic cleaning and beauty products. Get great ideas for homeschool with an essential oils unit study. Learn about German stress buster oils for back-to-school kids. And register for our special MOM prize. Extremely Healthy You begins at 6:30. We'll focus on digestive health and internal cleansing with essential oils. And hear from John Parker on emergency preparedness. Other treats include gifts, prizes, therapy chocolates, and Q&A with special guest Danny Golden. Join us for healthy fun Wednesday, August 31st at the Fort Collins Hilton. See bevparker.info, that's bevparker.info, or call 970-493-6789, 970-493-6789.
Hoover and Harris, CPAs in Greeley, remind drivers that school is almost in session again. Remember that children are not always mindful of traffic hazards, and it's up to you, the driver, to watch out for them. That's from the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Hoover and Harris, CPAs, on the air because they care about preserving that. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan again, and our guest is Bill Stardy. And Bill, before we go on, would you like to get out your website? I think it's important people do get there. There's a great deal of information on alternative health care. How can people get
KnowledgeofHealth.com. KnowledgeofHealth.com. We have some current reports up there, one of them about vitamin D and why it may be the cure for cancer. You can read all about it, how a doctor at Wake Forest University discovered cancer-proof mice in the laboratory, went on to find out that humans, some humans, are actually completely resistive to any form of cancer. That resistance is only exhibited in summer months when vitamin D levels are high. So we're giving you a little bit of a hint of where that article's going. You can visit knowledgeofhealth.com to learn more. And, of course, this is some of the information that's kept from public view. As we understand it now, just one vitamin, vitamin D, if given enough, if we fortified it, let's say, in foods, there's no impetus to do this right now in the United States, but we should be thinking of it. And if we put enough vitamin D in our foods, this is the sunshine vitamin, it's safe to use, and we predict that over the next 10 years, the mortality rate would drop and the government, through Medicare and so on, insurances, would save about $4 trillion. $4 trillion, that's enough money to spare Medicare from its predicted implosion, which is going to occur. It's a Ponzi scheme. Medicare isn't going to last long. There's not enough money in there to pay for everybody's health care. We're all going to be cut loose at some date and left into self-care. And, of course, what will we use? Why, we'll use these very dietary supplements that they're now going to take away from us and make us, of course, pay a lot more for them. You know, we have a little secret being hidden from Americans, and that is the biological action of most prescription drugs can be duplicated with dietary supplements. Now, we don't want the public to know that. And, of course, we can do that at far less cost and less side effects with the dietary supplements. Now, what we have is a perverse system, Dr. Stan. What we have are senior citizens, largely, on limited incomes, who won't buy the dietary supplements. Now, they may have some things they like to buy, like cigarettes and bottles of wine and their bad health habits. These are the people that need the drugs then because they do have the health problems. But they won't buy the dietary supplement unless somebody else pays for them. Well, Medicare does not pay for dietary supplements. Insurance plans don't pay for them. Unless you're pregnant, you need prenatal vitamins. And so what happens here is food stamps won't allow you to buy vitamins. And so it's a perverse system where people say, well, if the copayment is low, you know, then I'll buy it, but if it costs me $19 to buy a dietary supplement, I can't afford it. Well, what we have here, there is a more than billion-dollar dietary supplement on the market. It's the best-selling dietary supplement of all time, except they've declared it a drug. It's called Lovaza. It's sold by GlaxoSmithKline. It's a fish oil supplement, rearranged, concentrated, to handle the problem of high triglycerides. That's a fatty deposit in your arteries, and so they want to use that. It works effectively. It costs $240 a month. You can buy the same fish oil capsule for $30 a month. Go look online. You'll see some fish oil concentrates that do the same thing. But now that insurance pays, well, that makes Medicare patients happy, but it's bilking the American health system. And so we have this overpriced drug that's really a dietary supplement. Well, as long as insurance pays, that's what all the seniors want. Well, why don't you go bang your pie tins against Congress and tell them to pay for the dietary supplements, and then we'd be out of this mess. You see, the pharmaceutical industry is controlling all of this to make sure that as long as dietary supplements cost more than medicines, people will gravitate to using the prescription drugs, which, of course, cause a lot of side effects. And we have the very fact that about 100,000 people that are hospitalized that get doctor-prescribed drugs in the hospital that are administered by a nurse, that 100,000 Americans die unnecessarily from side effects from properly prescribed and administered drugs in hospitals. Imagine how many all total are dying every year. Now, where are the dead bodies for the dietary supplements? Just where are they? The Poison Control Centers of America do an analysis. They receive thousands of calls about medicines and dietary supplements. They're just calls. They're just people concerned. Doesn't mean they're having a side effect. A few people had side effects to dietary supplements, and even smaller amount, just a handful, 40 or 50 people, had to be hospitalized or see a doctor and due to adverse reactions caused by dietary supplements, possibly the overuse of them, taking too many pills. And, of course, there were no deaths recorded at the at the Poison Control Centers of America over the last 8 years for dietary supplements. So exactly what problem are we trying to solve by the FDA demanding that dietary supplements be tested for toxicity and birth defects and so on? You shouldn't try to fix what's not broken. So this is what we have. Government, too big, too incredibly large, pushing themselves on Americans. Americans just probably, this is over their head, they don't realize what's going on. Americans love to take pills, and they love their medicines, and they've taken a pride that America has those medicines. Other countries don't have them. You don't need them. We're facing a wonderful time in our lives, and that is some dietary supplements, vitamin D and another one called resveratrol, a red wine molecule, are likely to replace most of the medicines in modern pharmacies today. Yes. One molecule, one little 10-cent vitamin D pill, because it's active against infections. It's good to raise your mood. That gets rid of the antidepressants. It lowers the risk of heart failure and heart disease, and it helps you fight cancer. These are all and more of what it does. Of course, hardens your bones, does so many other things. Just vitamin D, and of course, it works against, it's one molecule against many diseases. Now, modern drugs are one molecule, man-made molecule, that targets just a single gene or a single, what we call, cell receptor site to cure one disease. We're talking about a new era opening up where these natural molecules will address many diseases and many genes. I think vitamin D controls about 300 human genes. So resveratrol, the same thing. And so we, a nutraceutical, a dietary supplement, is a single natural molecule made by God and, of course, addresses many diseases and many gene targets. So this would put modern pharmacology out of business. They don't want you to know this. They want to continue the same one drug for one disease system that's now in place. They want to keep the same system of overcharging, making insurance pools pay, raid those insurance pools, and of course, make you
know better. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Stardy. If you have a question, why 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Boating Bill Stott. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. Now, the FDA has released many drugs that are harmful for us. They are in charge of making certain our drinking water is safe. They know full well, they've got the scientific studies that show the water fluoridation is harmful. And half of the people at the FDA want, of course, to get the fluoride out of our drinking water. The other half says, well, we ought to leave it up to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, so we're not going to do anything as a result, despite the fact that half the scientists at the FDA know that they're poisoning us with the water and the fluoride. They're not going to do anything. Why? Because, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, money talks, and various corporations that are making a great deal of money and those that have a population control agenda have tremendous influence at the FDA. A large part of the FDA's budget actually comes from the drug companies, who compensate the FDA for overseeing their drug studies and safety drug studies. Do you think that the FDA is going to speak out against the pharmaceutical industry, especially when, of course, the pharmaceutical industry has jobs they covet? Because after all, you retire with a government pension, then you retire with a pharmaceutical industry pension, you live very comfortably in your old age. This is the reality of what's going on. And certainly they knew that Vioxx was a deadly pharmaceutical. There was one of the scientists there in charge of that division, Dr. David Graham, who said people are going to die. He estimated 60,000 people would die. Other estimated that 160,000 people would die. And they refused to do anything. Dr. David Graham, you can go to my website and pull down my article by Dr. David Graham when he finally testified before Congress, pointing out that they were intentionally poisoning the American people with Vioxx. And the same thing would be true with Celebrex. That's still on the market. Listen to the ads, and they will tell you. You see them on television. It may lead to a heart attack and a stroke. Ask your doctor if this is good for you. But, of course, how many people have really asked their doctor? How many doctors really know? Our telephone number, 877-254, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Bill.
Certainly, all of us have heard that term, FDA-approved drugs. Dietary supplements are not FDA-approved. Well, what does that mean? A lot of times the FDA approves drugs that are ineffective. Vioxx was proposed, Celebrex proposed as safer than the typical COX-2 inhibiting pain relievers, anti-inflammatory drugs that cause a lot of gastric upset and even gastric bleeding and of course possibly death, as aspirin does. Actually, we'll get into that in just a second. And so they let some phony studies be submitted to the FDA. The FDA allowed them to go right to television and advertise these things. They could have taken those ads off the market. And, of course, thousands of people died. The FDA used to prohibit television advertising of medicines altogether for this reason, that they're not proven absolutely safe until they've been on the market for a few years. Now we have the realization there's a lot of ineffective drugs on the market. An article in the New England Journal of Medicine wants to know why the FDA is approving cancer drugs that don't prolong survival. What? Yes, they don't work. And, of course, this is the question, what is going on at the FDA? Just so you all know, I'm sure you, many of you listening today, are taking a baby aspirin under the assumption that's going to prevent a mortal heart attack. After all, aspirin thins the blood. All heart attacks involve a clot that blocks one of the four coronary arteries in your heart. So keep the blood on the thin side, keep the clots from occurring. Except the baby aspirins are 81 milligrams are not enough to prevent those clots from forming. The standard aspirin tablet, 325 milligrams, causes bleeding gastric ulcers, can be mortal, causes about 6,000 people to die every year from this. And, of course, if we had a dietary supplement that caused 6,000 people to die, well, it would have to be taken off the market immediately. Well, we'd hope so. But aspirin is a problem, and you're living under the assumption the baby aspirin works. It doesn't. And so the dose is too low. So just exactly what do you do? Take a statin drug to prevent mortal heart attacks? That's the cholesterol-lowering drug. Well, statin drugs don't stop mortal heart attacks. They stop one non-mortal heart attack among every 71 users of those drugs over a five-year period of time. Now, that's about a 3% effectiveness. I don't know, would you go to a guy that fixed your car that only it worked 3% of the time? I mean, this is what FDA approved means. And so we don't really have an effective way of preventing mortal heart attacks today. Can you believe this? There is no effective way. Now, the most promising way that we know would be to go get one of these resveratrol pills, this red wine pill idea, which thins the blood just like aspirin does, that actually preconditions your heart, turns and switches some genes on that actually increase the defenses that are regulating your heart so that if a heart attack should occur, you won't die of it. You'd have a little damage to your heart. That would be limited, and it would be turning a mortal heart attack into a non-mortal heart attack. We can't do the studies in humans. It's unethical. They did it in animals, and they showed this works. Now, this is the kind of information the FDA doesn't want you to learn about. It's censored. You're not allowed to say any of these things. But people are dying like flies of sudden mortal heart attacks, hundreds of thousands a year, many of them taking a baby aspirin under the false assumption it works. It doesn't work. The FDA should remove all those little heart symbols from the baby aspirins and all those things, because giving people the false assumption that they're protecting themselves from a mortal heart attack. So, again, they're approving ineffective drugs. And you wonder, when you hear Dr. Stan talking about population control agendas, whether any of that is actually true. Well, I'm trying to give you, put some truth to it. We don't know that that's their whole agenda, but it seems to be one here that people are dying unnecessarily, and they're giving you the false assumption that an aspirin tablet is actually safe to use and that it prevents mortal heart attacks, which it doesn't do. So these are the kind of problems we face. The FDA, a derelict organization. If there's less heart attacks, of course, there's, well, less disease to treat. Doctors aren't happy about that either.
Well, Dr. Phil, thank you so very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again sometime soon. Bye-bye, and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Bill Sardi, and I do hope that you will join Operation Pushback. It's vitally important that we preserve the right of the people to have alternative forms of medical care, because the FDA is there not to improve your health, but of course I believe that they are actively engaged in the population control agenda. If you don't know what that's about, you need to hear my talk on planned population reduction. It's available on DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. Or you can get a shorter version of the talk. It's called None Dare Call a Genocide, two DVDs. If you get that, you request the Population Control Agenda, we'll send you the monograph. Or you can go up on the Internet and simply type in Population Control Agenda. Read it, weep, and then get involved, because, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who really want to eliminate you and your family. So Tom Clancy had a wonderful novel about this called Rainbow Six. I mean, if you don't believe it, do you believe Tom Clancy in the foreword of that novel? He says, you know, this is a novel, but it's based upon truth. There's information in this story the government doesn't want you to know. That's Rainbow Six. Get it? Understand, this is not imaginary. This is very real. It's part of Agenda 21. If you don't know, this is the master plan for everything going on. Go on the Internet. Look up Agenda 21. You want to get the master plan put out by the United Nations. Why, we have copies of it available from Radio Liberty. Or you go to the United Nations. Maybe you can still get a copy, although they're doing everything they can to discourage the public from really knowing about the genocidal policies that's going on. That's why they're going to take us into another war. That's why they're allowing all sorts of medications on the market that are harmful to our health. That's why they're allowing aspartame. In fact, Dr. Betty Martini, who will be a speaker at our conference, has been working on the aspartame issue for many years. And the FDA told her, this is all about population control. Yeah, we know it's harmful. But there are too many people in the world. A high FDA official told her that. This is not imaginary. You and your family are in danger today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And the talk, planned population reduction. Now, we are having a conference on the 23rd of October. I'll be updating that talk. I gave it many years ago, and I'm just going to talk will be the covert population control agenda. Betty Martini will be here. She'll be talking on aspartame. Rosalind Peterson on chemtrails, and certainly the chemtrails are an effort, of course, to pollute the water, to pollute the snow, to pollute the soil, to pollute the plants. Harmful for your health. They know what they're doing, but of course they don't want you to know. And the scientific studies are there. She's done exhaustive work. They know exactly what the chemtrail contrails are. It's called geoengineering. but they do not want the people to know. There are too many people in the world. There's 7 billion now. We've got to dramatically decrease the number. That's because we're going to fight another war. We're lining up for another war in the Middle East. That's what we're topping. All the countries over there toppling the governments to unite them under the Muslim Brotherhood. The war is coming, ladies and gentlemen. You better start making preparations and you help us get the information out. My number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniel.